This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying he overruled Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about hosting the Taliban at Camp David for peace talks. Trump told reporters Monday he did not consult with members of his administration before deciding to hold a meeting at Camp David or to cancel it. Vice President Mike Pence supported Trump's assertion with a tweet, complaining that what he called the dishonest media had not called his office to verify a story that Trump had overruled objections to having leaders of the Taliban visit the United States just before the anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the United States. Meanwhile, some fear the quick turnaround on the talks will lead to more violence in Afghanistan. VOA's Jim Bertel has more.
Many fear a possible new wave of Taliban killings after President Donald Trump abruptly called off talks with the insurgent group, which vows to continue its fight against what it calls foreign occupation. Trump's surprise weekend announcement came shortly after a string of highly sensitive days in Afghanistan, including the anniversary of the killing of a powerful anti-Taliban commander. It's not immediately clear whether the U.S.-Taliban talks would resume on ending nearly 18 years of fighting. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
The Trump administration says the number of migrants intercepted along the southern U.S. border fell 22% in August and credited the drop to the greater cooperation from Mexico in cracking down on unauthorized crossings of the border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan said Monday that the number of migrants taken into custody or turned back at the U.S.-Mexico border numbered 64,000 in August. He said that was a 22% drop from July, a 56% fall from a peak in May. Arrest figures in August were still the highest for the month in more than a decade. This is VOA News. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government has confirmed it will suspend the parliament immediately, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A spokesman has announced parliament will be prorogued or suspended at the close of the day's business. Johnson had previously said he would send British lawmakers home sometime this week. The suspension limits parliament's ability to block Johnson's plans for Brexit. Lawmakers want to stop a no-deal Brexit, and some have branded the suspension a coup. The government is expected to be defeated later when it asks lawmakers to agree to a snap election. They're refusing to back the Prime Minister's call for the October 15 poll, insisting a new law be implemented first. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Also Monday, Queen Elizabeth gave her approval to legislation seeking to block Prime Minister Johnson from carrying out a no-deal Brexit. Her action, known as a royal assent, came after Parliament last week voted against attempts by Johnson to carry out his announced intention for Britain to divorce itself from the EU with or without a deal from Brussels. The government in the Bahamas says the death toll from Hurricane Dorian is now 45. U.S. Relief Coordinator Ryan Paulson says hurricane victims in the Bahamas need food, water, and personal hygiene items.
The physical destruction is massive. It's encouraging, however, to see the way that some people, residents, are finding quick solutions to respond to the situation themselves. But they need support. There is an urgent need for critical life-saving supplies.
Abaco hurricane survivor Charles Cornish says the damage on his island is the worst he's ever seen.
It's really heartbroken. To see what I experienced and saw on Marshava, never. Not even Hurricane Floyd in 99, we had this kind of stuff.
Officials have warned that the number of deaths is likely to rise as security forces and other teams search devastated areas of the northern Bahamas. Saudi Arabia's energy minister is urging oil producers to share financial burdens. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Saudi Prince Abdulaziz bin Salman has told delegates at an energy conference all producers have to share responsibility to balance the market. The comments marked his debut since being named the kingdom's new oil minister the previous day. The remarks suggest he will continue the current Saudi policy, which led to the deal to cut global production among major producers. Abdulaziz declined to describe concerns over global trade tensions that are weighing on oil prices as a trade war, saying, "I'm fundamentally an optimist." Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The Zimbabwean government plans a state funeral for longtime ruler Robert Mugabe in a sports stadium in Harare next Saturday, with a burial ceremony a day later. Mugabe died Friday in a Singapore hospital after a long illness. He was 95. Marissa Melton, VOA News.